time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, hour number two. And we're having a super Saturday down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 13th and Central, as we've got the Rays on right now. And Ben Botham joins me, Brad Richardson, hour number two. We got a score yet?
Rays game right now is still tied 0-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Glasnow's still pitching. I'd love to see him out there proving me wrong. I really did think that, you know, we should have started Rasmussen, but hey, you know, that's why they pay Kevin Cash the big bucks, even though he does have a little iffy track record in the postseason, of course, with Blake Snell and all that. But, you know, Blake Snell's going to try and prove them all wrong with the Padres coming today.
Well, we had a great conversation with the Lado Falcons, and they're going to have a bite to eat. Came across from the bay for us, and I appreciate that in our body armor prep segment. And let's dive right into that now with Brad Richardson, who came down. And in front of me are two proud Seminole alum. A nice win last night, 14-0. Did you call the game?
No, I did not call the game. Actually, 14-0. No, that was talk about Seminole and all that.
Yeah, wasn't Seminole 14-0? That's the score.
No. What the heck?
Well, I don't talk about Monday. If you talk about Monday,
Seminole versus Osceola.
That was Monday, Ben. I'm talking about game on last night. Come on.
I don't know.
Hey,
that's why he's.
Remember.
That's why he's. Baseball, Ben Botham.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no football for me.
Yeah, do realize there was 2 days this week that high school football went on. Okay, so real quick, I just want to start on Monday. I mean, Monday there was.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go Monday real quick.
So Monday, a lot of games had to be makeup games and all that. Just to start with a few teams, Calvary Christian, 42-0 over Berkeley Prep. Eastlake is a close game last night.
That blew me away. 42-0 over Berkeley Prep.
Over Berkeley Prep, yeah.
That is. Yeah, solid team.
Exactly. Now, a couple of close games during Monday. You had Eastlake 55-54 over Steinbrenner. St. Pete High 47-46 over Northeast. Largo 31-0 over Countryside. Then you had Palm Harbor. They beat Sickles 10-0. And there was a couple games, of course, Clearwater 41-0 over Dunedin. Lakewood, of course, still on top. 37-7 over Bogey. And of course, the game I'm going to talk about is none other than my Seminole Warhawks. 14-0. They won over Osceola. This ends the 4-year losing streak for Seminole versus Osceola rivalry game. The schools over the bridge. That's always the matchup that we all wait for every year in Seminole.
And that's the one when I had the Osceola kids and the Seminole kids. That was their biggest rivalry,
yes.
And that's where they had their best memory anytime they had success in those games. So that's one of those rivalry games that everybody loves, regardless of record, right?
Regardless, yeah. I mean, Seminole or Osceola could be 9-0 or 0-9, and that's just the game they've all waited for the whole season. Last year was the last game for both Osceola and Seminole.
I just read a nice article on Augie, by the way.
Yep.
And we'll keep you updated with your alma mater on the football side.
Of course, of course.
And then when we get to basketball, we'll do the same thing for you. Anyway, so we'll continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, just to wind out a couple things with Monday. Largo, of course, stays undefeated this season so far at 5-0. This is one of the best records Largo has had in many, many years. Of course, they had a bye week this week. They did not play on Friday.
Maybe that's why I reached out to Coach Marcus Pascal. And former Iowa Hawkeye, I got to throw that in there.
Yep.
And they're the Packers.
Packers. Yeah, correct. Correct. Right. Yeah, and of course, this was their bye week. Next week, they're going to be playing Seminole. Seminole will be at Largo going against them. And of course, now Eastlake, you know, obviously always a domineering team every season. They're 5-1 and currently number one in 4M District 6. They're always a team to look out for. Of course, Lakewood, being who they are, always are playing great competitive teams in the state of Florida. Now, that was Monday. 3 days off. Now we're going into Friday with more games. This is some of the teams, of course, the scores. Again, another weak game this week. A lot of close scores. Northside Christian, 28-21 over Sethner. CCC, 23-21 win over Jesuit.
That was amazing. I saw that score.
Yeah, exactly. Very close score. Ocala Trinity Catholic, 49-46 over Calvary. Northside. Oh, I already have that one. Clearwater, close game here, 9-6 over Pinellas Park. Northeast, 21-20 win over Osceola. Their second loss so far of the season with Osceola. It's like second time of the week, sorry. And then
that's a bad week, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Lakewood, 28-22 over Miami Southridge. They came up here again. Lakewood's always playing great teams across the state of Florida. High-ranked teams, D1 athletes ready to go after high school. St. Pete Catholic, 14-8 win over Bradenton, over St. Stephens. And this one went into overtime, by the way. Overtime. Close game to the very end. Lakeside Christian, 47-42 win over Sarasota Christian. And then these are a couple other scores that came in this past week. Bogey had a 33-13 win over Countryside. And, you know,
Bocasiega did?
Bocasiega, yeah.
God bless them. I mean, they had a tough game against Lakewood. They're down to their third-string quarterback broke his collarbone. And I got some pretty good reports. Was a cheap shot, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how it works sometimes.
Yeah, and also we'll be talking to one of the baseball players who's the kicker, and he also said that he took a shot. So, and I'm not a big fan of that, but they do play an incredible competition. They're still ranked in the top 10 right now, Lakewood, and they're 3-3.
3-3, correct, yeah. Again, with Lakewood, of course, they play a lot of tough teams. So they're not just, I mean, they have some district games around here, of course, but when you got a powerhouse like Lakewood, they're always going to play tough, tough teams.
Nine guys in the NFL right now.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, Seminole had a great week last week. This week, they struggled. Final score, 31-6, St. Pete won over Seminole. But, again, they have Largo they're going to play next week. That's going to be an exciting game to see what happens. Just a couple quick things. Northside Christians, 5-0, and their close range, of course, Indian Rocks Christian is in close range, and they will play each other on October 21st. That's going to be a tough game. Northside and IRC are always big competitors in football, baseball. They're always, always tough competitors in those. And then finally, you know, with CCC, they lead in 1M District 3, 5-1 record. CCC, the Marauders, always a tough team every single season. Solid program in both football and, of course, baseball.
Talk about solid. Your job you just did was solid, Brad Richardson. I appreciate that. You want to grab the Bocasiega Pirates? We'll get them over here. We'll continue our high school conversations. All right, so here we are, the first weekend of October, and we'll slide you over that direction.
Absolutely.
We'll wait till you get here. So the first week of October, how many games left in the regular season?
They have about five games left to go, five regular season games, and then they move right into districts. So that will be a very exciting time. So.
Well, I think what we'll do as we wind down the show, we'll have you kind of break down where everybody is at this point. The surprises, Largo obviously is a surprise this year.
Time, yeah.
And Bocasiega got a win, fortunately, for Coach Gudorf, and that was good to see. And, yeah, so the Pirates are in the house. We'll start this conversation, then we'll take a quick break in about 5 minutes. But as always, I appreciate Coach Mike Miller coming to join us. You want to give him that mic there, my friend? You both can use it. How are you, man?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you?
Not too bad for an old man. Stumbling, fumbling, bumbling here on the radio. What do we got here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 young Pirates, baseball Pirates. Where's my kicker?
He couldn't make it today.
He didn't make it.
Yeah. You know, as they get older, they get these things called girlfriends. They take up their time, Mike. I don't know if you know about
that. Well, that'll be one of the questions that I throw out there, here, which you know I always do.
I'll make sure he's at the next one.
Well, I just had the Falcons over from Lado, and two for two at girlfriends. I've never gone 100% with the girlfriends. That blew me away. So let's talk about fall ball. What do you guys do during the fall? And we'll talk a little bit about the fundraiser, the golf tournament up there at Bardmore, and that's on the 29th. That's a Saturday. We'll be up there with our on the Tee Florida gang. And we got a score, boys?
Got a hit.
Oh, that's an accomplishment after last night. I've been Ben Botham. I can't believe you're not doing a shot of tequila. We just got a hit.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah. Well, pay attention. You're the base.
I'm facing
this way. anyway.
So you asked about the fall program.
Fall ball, yeah.
Yes, sir. And the fall for us is really about development. We're still a pretty young team. We do have six seniors, but we still have a lot of development to do, working a lot with our pitching program, trying to get arms stronger and get the bats working the way that they should. So we're, I think, three or four games into it at this point. Still got till about mid-November is when it ends up. And we have a varsity program and a JV this year, so it's really
fabulous. So you're increasing the numbers, which was your goal last year. I know, because it was a tough goal. Did you have like 13, 14 kids last year?
That's right. We had 14 on the varsity roster in the spring. We're really looking, and again, you know, the program is reinvigorated. We had several more young men come out for the fall season with us. And it's been a blessing. You know, they get 10 JV games in, and we got, you know, 10 kids down there. So that's a lot of reps for them. You know, we bat everybody, and they all get in the game. So when you can get
– what's your own little farm system, though?
Exactly. So, you know, all that development is going to pay dividends for juniors and seniors in their future.
Well, I know that was your goal, and I certainly am proud of that. That was accomplished. Let's talk about the fall ball. Do you get any scrimmages against other teams, or is it just all practice?
No. So we end up playing two varsity games a week and then one JV
a week.
Yeah.
Well, fabulous.
So we get a lot of practice time in, and then we supplement that practice time by playing. And
you guys got to like that, because, you know, you can only practice so much without getting out there in competition.
That's right. And most of the other teams in the area, the high school teams, are doing the same thing. So we're playing a lot of the competition that we'll see in the spring also. So it's really good just to get to know your opponents. And then as you grow, you can kind of see where your guys are at.
Yeah, do you play most of the guys in the district?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I think I want to say there's like maybe 20 teams that signed up this fall. Couple of travel teams that came in, and then the high school teams, obviously, we put together our travel programs to be able to do the fall season.
Ben Botham, did you guys have a spring competition when you were at Seminole? He pitched at Seminole, and he also pitched at Georgia Southern. He was at
Savannah State,
and he was a sidewinder.
You know, your kicker that you love has gone to a sidewinder action now, so he's really enjoying that.
It's a great action. Down low, submarine. What's he got? A real nice sweeping slider, kind of like a frisbee.
Absolutely. And it looks exactly like a frisbee coming into the box.
How's he do pitching on the insider? Is he a fan of lefties, fan of righties?
He's definitely a fan of lefties. He had a little soiree with Palm Harbor University High School last year, and they were crowding the box on him. So he got a little timid throwing that sweeping slider inside, caught a couple elbows. A
couple HBPs. Yeah. I know that story pretty well, unfortunately.
No, that was your forte.
Yeah, I didn't mind giving a guy a hit or two. I mean, I never, I didn't throw necessarily the hardest, but I mean, if you lay down a bunt, I'm definitely going to throw it right at you. I didn't care. Most of the guys in high school, they're too afraid to pull the bat back, and you know what? That's a strike.
Yeah.
And so that's a little fun kind of way to handle it.
I'm just going to warn you, he might end up on the Seminole staff. So if you see him coaching, don't crowd the box, because he's going to tell those guys to take a swipe at you. You better not take a swipe at my guys.
Oh, of course not. You know?
All right. So you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But you also need a little mun, as they say.
That's right.
Because that makes the world go round, especially in high school sports or the world. And we've got a great event coming up at the end of the month. Let's talk about the event up at Bardmore. And that's a fabulous track. Bob Daly's a great guy. And the golf show, I had him on just last week. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, we have our annual event there. It's not for minors to participate in. But and my girlfriend Terry is at the Woka Ciega class reunion. All-school class reunion started last night. And she has 20 flyers in front of her. I'll send you the bill.
All right.
But anyway, I made sure we got those out, and hopefully we can pick up some foursomes. So let's talk a little bit about that, and then we'll take a break.
Sounds good. So, yeah, we have the event October 29th. Registration starts at 11 a.m. It's at Bardmore. We're going to play a full 18 holes, tournament style, shotgun start, four-man teams. We have a lot of great partners this year, several companies, Cigna, Mutual of Omaha, Sun Life, and then We also got just confirmed last night another Key West vacation package from the Perry Hotel and Fury Water Sports.
Wow, you got some great packages.
Yes, sir.
I need to promote these babies.
Yeah, we are working really
hard. Get all that stuff to me ahead of time so I can be talking about it and put it on social media.
Yes, sir.
That entices people to want to play, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They may not be a Boca Ciega grad. Yeah. But they know they can go to Bardmore for a reasonable rate to get some grub, throw some coldies down, and then have a chance to win things like going to Key West.
Absolutely.
And I've got some things coming for you, too, as well.
Awesome. And we really appreciate the support and partnership from you all, too. We also had the Don Cesar joined up again this year. They gave us a three-night stay that's going to be up for silent auction. So we're doing a lot of things and really trying to get a positive attitude and image out there about what we do and give the people that come and donate the time and the money, a little bit of fun while they're at it.
Exactly. Well, those are two swanky places for me to go to. So if I happen to win it, I'd have to pass it on to someone that wouldn't get kicked off the property. I don't think they'd like me. My cutoff jean shorts out by the pool and my white, muscle man t-shirt. I don't think so. But you got a classy track to play on, and those are some very impressive pin prizes. And I've done a ton of golf tournaments in my day.
Absolutely. Well, we've been really blessed, and I got to hand it to one of my assistants, Jim Bigue. He's been pounding the pavement, talking to a lot of guys, and he's brought in a whole lot of sponsors for us.
Well, I might want to hire him on the side. When I heard that list of supporting sponsors, why don't we take a break? Oh, first of all, let's finish. How do they get a hold of you guys to enter our foursome?
Okay, so they can reach out to me personally, my cell phone, 727-417-0434. They can email me at MikeMillerWV, as in West Virginia, at yahoo.com, or BocaCiegaBaseball@yahoo.com. Just let me know, if you're interested, you have a team, or if you want to support the cause. We have several packages for sponsorships. We put banners up at the field. We talk a lot about to our families and the community to really push.
Very reasonable packages. I looked at them, folks, and I'm in the sales and marketing world. And by the way, I want you to make sure you tell your wife you gave that phone number out over the airwaves.
Hey,
you're going to be getting
it's anything for the kids, Mike.
Okay.
Anything for the kids.
All right, champ, that's your call. All right, let's take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg's on a very super Saturday. Then we'll talk to the guys I really want to talk to, and we'll talk to the players here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Prep Connection, brought to you by Body Armor.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an Adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on an incredible and very busy Saturday, October 8th. You've got the Rays watch party. You got Alabama. You got Michigan, Auburn, Iowa tonight. You've got Florida State. Every one of those watch parties will be down here at Ferg's all night long on a college football Saturday. But right now we're talking baseball, of course, with the Rays and Gladiators. Still 0-0, fellas. No score. No score. Of course, this is a if you don't win, you're not in. And we're also talking a little high school baseball with the Boca Ciega Pirates, brought to you by Body Armor. I've got Big Ben Botham, the baseball expert. You don't know anything about football, can't read scores. And then Brad Richardson, our resident expert. We'll talk more high school when we get done there. But right now, let's talk to the fellas that Coach Mike Miller brought down to Ferg's today on this. So, hey, young man, how are you? Your name again? I've met you before.
I don't believe so.
Is he new?
I'm new to this, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My name's JT, sir.
JT?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you coming down, JT. What position do you play?
Mainly first base, pitcher, catcher, little corner infield, too.
Utility man. My man.
Big utility man.
Coach loves guys like that.
Yes, sir.
Without a shadow of a doubt. What's your favorite position?
Definitely first base. I feel like I have a natural for it.
Well, you're tall.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah, exactly. All right, your favorite memory in baseball. You can go back to when you hit your first home run. When you were a kid.
And probably the time where my coach told me to hit him in the chest while I was pitching, or while I was hitting, and I actually did hit him in the chest. It was a sight to see.
So, did he throw a meatball, or was it a fastball?
We were just practicing hitting that day, and he said,
your own teammate?
He said, hit me in the chest, and I said, I got you, coach.
Oh, you hit the
hit him right in the chest.
Yeah, I don't think you don't want to call him out on that. Really?
Yeah, long time ago, but I remember it vividly.
Well, it sounds like you're going to remember it a long time. All right, let's talk about your favorite memory beyond that. Anything that you've accomplished on the field or what you're looking forward to doing this coming spring season?
I'm looking forward to bonding more with my teammates and gelling the connection together. I feel like we have a very good team coming in this spring. And we're just going to get better as time moves on, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you a senior?
Yes, sir.
All right. So senior coach will be looking for you for senior leadership.
Yes, sir.
All right. Favorite baseball team?
Definitely the Rays.
Definitely the Rays. I see that. Well, it's college football season, so favorite college football team?
Florida State, sir. There's no one better.
I love this kid. Sir, what are you guys, Gators? Anyway. This is Florida State's headquarters. Is that your father behind you?
It's my father behind
me. Yeah, well, you better be Florida State. He's got
my sister old... went there.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure you'll probably end up there.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, you're in good hands down here. The owner's a Florida State guy, and the watch parties are here. I'm from Iowa, so I don't say anything about the Florida team. It's not good for me economically or for my friendship. So, favorite pro football team?
The Bucs or the Patriots.
Or the Patriots.
Yeah.
You got some family up there?
One of his good buddies, we call him Uncle Gary, and he's from New England, and he got to football with me, and ever since then, I've been a...
So he brainwashed you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Put a towel over my head, you know?
Yeah. Pops, you should have stopped that process. Yeah. All right. Girlfriend?
No, sir.
Good call. Good call. It's that time, you know, it's that time in your life you got to focus right now.
Exactly.
You got sports plenty of time. Plenty of time for that down the road. All right. Well, your father's here. His name?
His name is John.
John, and a nice, respectful young man. I appreciate you bringing him down. Any shout out to anybody else out there?
My mom.
Well, that's no offense. That's more important than him. So her name?
Her name's Wendy.
Wendy?
Yes, sir.
Well, you have a great young man here, and I'll be having you guys down. You'll see me around. I love this cat for what he stands for.
He's great. Yeah. He's an amazing coach. Couldn't ask for anyone better.
They don't get any better than Michael Miller. All right. Who's this young man? I met you before.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'd be a seasoned veteran on that mic.
Uh-huh.
How you been, man?
Been all right. How have you been?
Well, I'm still standing, still breathing.
There you go.
That's a big thing at my age. So you're a senior now?
I am, yep.
Man. Time flew, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
You try to tell that to these kids, you know, that the time's going to fly, you know, put all your effort, energy into it. But now you guys are heading in the right direction. I bet you're excited about 2022-23 season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forget. Well, I've only talked to 1,000 kids. What position do you play?
I'm an outfielder and a pitcher for us.
Now, you're a pitcher. Go ahead. You got a question?
Actually, I was going to ask them when they're done. Let's keep going. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You're scaring me over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so since the last time I talked to you, any favorite memory?
Nah, I just really enjoyed getting better every day. You know, we had a good program over there. So it's,
well, he is building the program. And it's based on you guys, your commitment and believing in him. And everybody knows that when he got to Bogey, you know, that program had, let's just say, issues. And coaches resurrected it from the ashes, and I applaud him for that. But it takes you guys believing in him. And what are your goals this year, personally?
Personally, I would like to get recruited by a school, go to college for baseball. That's one of my main goals for the year. And really just try to win more games than we did last year. That's
two great goals, as they say. You always want to leave things better than they were when you got there. And you guys are definitely doing that. And when you're old men like us, I'm looking at you, but you're not as old as me. You'll be able to say, hey, when we got to Bogey, it was this. And when we left, it was up here and we were successful. And you guys will have reunions and it'll be a cool thing. But as far as the college piece of it, I'm sure Coach knows the ropes. But I'm now involved in a company that we go out and it doesn't cost anything. And put you guys in front of NAIA, D2, and we'll talk about that. You get yourself a little resume put together. Any of your kids, I told that to Matt. I tell it to all the coaches now. It's called Sports Thread.
You know, guys, I'm going to actually interject for just a second on something.
By the way, I got to interrupt. He's the voice of Seminole High School sports, so be careful.
Well, the Seminole Warhawks, you guys, I don't know if you guys recognize me and all that. But anyway, so I want you guys to take me back to districts last year. You guys played Bogey, right? You played Osceola, right? How did that go down? How did you guys beat them real quick?
Well, I believe we were the better team than them. Even when we played them in the regular season, they beat us 6-5 on a walk-off when the guy... I mean, it was a questionable call at the plate. So going into that game, we all thought we were better than them. So it was just a confidence thing. And we weren't intimidated by the Osceola factor. It was just going out there and having fun.
Yeah, let's just put it this way. When I'm sitting there watching scores coming in all over the place via Twitter, Max Preps, whatever, I'm like, wait a second. No offense. I'm just like, it's Osceola. Osceola Seminole, you know, as it always is. But when I heard that score, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And guys, I was on your side with that. Trust me on that. Nothing makes me feel better than watching Osceola go down. No offense, Stephen Futch. But anyway, but yeah. So yeah, I was going to say that I'm really happy that you guys beat Osceola during districts. So.
Well, you're going to get them again this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I don't remember you. Well, of course, I think you're a Rays fan.
I am.
Big Rays fan. I never asked you this, though. Favorite college football team?
Go Gators.
You hear that?
E2.
Favorite NFL team?
The Bucks, for sure.
There you go. Shout out?
I'd like to shout out my parents, Jada and Bill, back home. I think they're listening right now.
So good.
They'll be happy.
And you do have a very respectful young man. And he always looks, he's got a smile on his face. I can't remember unless you acquired one. You got a girlfriend?
I do, actually.
Did you have one last time?
No, I did not.
Oh, an acquisition as you go into your senior year. Want to do a shout out to her?
Yeah, I'll shout her out. Shout out Jordan.
Well, that'll keep her happy.
Keep her happy.
You might want to give her a call tonight, and you guys, yeah, she'll be really nice to you, and and your biggest supporter, I'm sure, when you're playing baseball. Yeah. All right, who we got over here? Why don't you hand that mic to him and then push that one closer to those guys.
Hi, I'm Gavin. I'm a senior here.
Hi, Gavin. Did I talk to you before?
No, you have not. It's my first year here at Boca Ciega.
Where'd you come from?
Osceola.
Osceola. Did you hear that? This kid came from Osceola. You want to apologize for being so brutal?
Nah. We all learn our lessons when we transfer school. Uh-oh.
We got a score?
I can't tell. I'm obstructed.
All right. I need to go back to this former Osceola young man. All right. So how'd you like to move over here playing for Coach Mike Miller?
You know, it's definitely a culture change. I like the energy that this team, the coaches have, and I've been really digging it the past couple of weeks, and it's been my favorite thing to do ever since I got here.
Well, that's good to hear. What position do you play?
I play first, and I'm a pitcher, and recently I've dabbled in the outfield a little bit.
Okay. I'm sure Coach will have you dabble a lot of things. You know, a lot of teams in the Rays are one. I mean, they like to have versatility in the, on the rosters so you can plug and play. And are you a senior?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay. And you have a girlfriend?
I do, yes. Emily Brady. If she's listening, I don't know if she is.
And well, she'll be able to archive it down the road here, young man. All right. Your favorite baseball team?
Oh, the Rays, for sure.
Okay. That's a pretty simple question. College football, you're a Gator?
Gators fan, yes, sir.
Yeah, I should mute your mic, both of you Gators. But anyway, and favorite NFL team?
The Bucks, of course.
There's Coach Ed Schenck in the house. He just brought some Dunkin' Donuts. So help yourself to those fellas when we get done here. All right. Your favorite memory in baseball?
Oh, I'd say a little while ago, back when I was 11, we went to the state tournament at my little league, and having fun with all those guys in the hotel was definitely a fun experience. I think this guy right next to me, Ben Bort, was on that team as well.
Oh, you guys were on the same team?
Cool. We had a good time there.
Yeah. Oh, you're all on?
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. I've known these two.
Well, there's your feeder system back in the day, and now they're all playing together at high school. That's great.
For sure.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate you coming down. I wish you nothing but success contributing to the Pirates program. Left Osceola. And what'd you do? After the Pirates beat them, did you decide you were going to transfer?
No. I wasn't on that Osceola team. I was on the JV team that year. I didn't have a great tryout, but I remember going to that game and seeing it. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that happened.
Well, it was great for your program, and put a little stamp on it. And there'll be many more of those. All right, why don't you, you can hold that microphone. We got this one over here. What's your name, young man?
My name's Hayden.
Talk up just a little bit, Hayden.
My name's Hayden.
All right, very good, young man. What position do you play?
I'm a catcher, and I can play outfield and infield. So.
Oh, so you're versatile. What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, my. You got a little youth here. And did you play last year at Bogey?
I played for Osceola last year.
Whoa, Coach, what'd you do? You got the transfer portal figured out? So you two Osceola guys come over in a package deal?
Yeah.
He follows me wherever I go.
Gotcha. Here you go. So what's your favorite memory? Certainly wasn't the Osceola Bogey game last year.
No, I think this one time in 12U, I hit a home run. That was pretty cool, I guess.
It's very cool, yeah. All right, your favorite baseball team?
Definitely the Rays.
There you go. College football team?
I don't really watch football. My dad's a Gators fan, so I guess them.
Damn, that's three Gators in a row. And here we are, Florida State land. Favorite pro team, Bucks?
Yeah, probably the Bucks.
All right. You want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
I guess my parents. They're
pretty
cool.
You better. And who do you think you better start out with?
My mom.
Good job. Her name?
Tanya.
And your dad?
My dad, Steve.
And you're only a sophomore. You better not answer this the way I don't want you to. You got a girlfriend?
No.
Smart man. You got plenty of time for that. Now pass it on to it looks like the quiet one.
How you doing?
Great. You?
I'm good.
Your name?
My name's Gavin. I'm also Gavin.
Gavin and Gavin, hey, sir, sit next to each other so that I'm not confused. That's easy. All right. What position do you play, Gavin?
I play first. I pitch quite a bit. I can play second if need be, but first and pitcher.
First and pitcher. Okay. You do have a lot of versatility here, Coach, and you're getting some arms in your bullpen as well. That's good to hear.
We need them.
Need arms. Yes, sir. Everybody needs arms. Just ask the Rays. All right. Your favorite memory?
I got to say the first time I stepped on the diamond. You know, just baseball has always been a huge part of my life, and playing baseball has never gotten old, and it's the best feeling in life for me, honestly.
So you got a real passion for it. That's great.
Yes.
Are you a senior as well?
I'm a sophomore.
So the two sophomores come over in a package deal from Osceola. And
we kind of went from oldest to youngest table-wise.
Well, that respect. Exactly. All right. Shout out to anybody at home.
Definitely my mother.
Her name?
Lindy. My dad, Kyle. I couldn't be where I am at all without them.
Well, that's great. And as always, Coach Miller always brings down a bunch of respectful young men that are supported by their parents. And I appreciate you guys coming down.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have them work in the fundraiser? Quit hogging the mic over there.
Yeah, so there will be some players out helping and shaking hands and trying to get the face of the program out there. So that'll definitely be part of what we do there.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate you bringing the fellas down. I'll talk to you this week. We'll get some more things put together for the 29th of October. It's your 10th annual fundraiser at Bardmore, and that's a great track. And I'm looking forward to being out there, actually.
Absolutely. Bob, you know, he has a really classy facility there, and he's always treated me well. I don't know. Bob's a West Virginia boy, too, so, you know.
He did share that with me on the air when we were conversing on why he's getting involved in your event.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Guys have a great weekend. Appreciate you coming down, fellas. Yep. Keep kicking butt for Coach and listen to what he says. And you better listen to Florida State, or you'll be on the streets. All right. You bet. Brad Richardson have to bring up a bad memory for the Osceola guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I got to have my moment just to talk to them about that. So it's still, as I said, it still stands out as a great, great memory. And I'll let. I can't hear. Oh, there we go. Okay. Let's see here. We got a little bit of a technical difficulty right now, but.
Your district.
Are you on there, champ?
I can hear you. Yeah. So that was a good memory from last year and all, just to hear about that game, watch it go down this year. And baseball is going to definitely be interesting to watch. A lot of great seniors all around Pinellas County. We'll get to see, you know, which ones will be committing to what schools and all. So you back there, Mike? You back there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll have a conversation as we wind things down here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an Adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Art Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this October 8th. That one last shout out to my 83-year-old mother. And you almost forgot you got a 27th anniversary of your parents.
My parents.
I'll do the work for you.
No, I'll do it. I'll shout them out. I'd like to shout out my mom and dad, Judy and Kevin. It's their 27th wedding anniversary today. So we'll have a nice day, a nice dinner, and I'd like to say how much I love them.
You know, all right. Of course you do. I mean, come on, Benny.
Take care.
They're the ones taking you in right now, right?
Take care of the family business. Okay. We're going to wind things down here. It's been a great Saturday, of course. Nice Prep Connection conversation, Bocasiega, and of course, the baseball team is going to have a fundraiser up at Bardmore. We'll be in the middle of that, and then we were. It was great to have some guys come across from Hillsboro. I'm starting to do more and more of that, and it was a nice conversation with the Lado Falcons and Coach Ron Purcell and of course Marvin, the assistant coach. It
looks like
cool cats.
Looks like Fairbanks hurt his finger on one of the pitches. They're pulling him out.
There he goes.
Staff out there.
Well,
they're examining his hand. And
is this the beginning of the end?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's still early.
We're giving you Rays updates as it is game number two, if you're not aware of it, and it's in Cleveland, and you win and you can continue to be in. They lose and the season is over, and we've got it on down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, along with all of the college games on 95 televisions. So come on down and have a great Super Saturday down here. Gorgeous weather. Now let's go back to a little Prep Connection conversation.
Yeah, currently we are halfway through the season right now. I mean, it's been a very interesting last couple of weeks for sure, obviously with Hurricane Ian coming through. But now it seems like everything's back on track. I mean, next Friday coming up will be a lot of big games. You know, as the season's winding down to an end, there's a couple I want to just take a look at. In Class 3A, especially District 10, Seminole and Countryside right now are tied, but obviously keep an eye on Largo. Again, what we talked about earlier, 5-0 is their record. So I'd like to see what they're doing. As I said, they are doing great. This is a big year comeback for them. Obviously, Lakewood, 3M District 7, they're leading, of course. It's a tough, obviously, they play tough teams around Florida. St. Pete is actually one of the strongest teams in 3M District 8. Definitely keep an eye on the Green Devils for sure. And just keep an eye out for a lot of great teams in 3M. Very competitive. In 4M, always keep an eye out on East Lake. They are currently 5-1 in that. So going forward, just before the playoffs, we'll see how well they end up. And, of course, let's just talk about our private school sector for just a second. In Class 1M, you have none of the Northside Christian and IRC. Just keep a lookout for both of those in District 4. IRC is only ahead right now by 1M, but a district game next week will definitely show who's going to be the one team on top going into the playoffs. And also keep a lookout in District 3 and 1M for CCC and Cambridge. One game separates them both. Just one game. So, again, a district matchup between the two of them is really going to be interesting to see with the playoffs going forward. So,
that's Brad Richardson. Does a superb job. He's the voice of the Seminole
Warhawks.
And that's his
signature voice that comes along every so often.
Broadcast voice from the Warhawks.
Remember when I announced you, Benny? Remember, long time ago.
Is that the voice modulator I see over there? Oh, I see you turning the dials, Brad.
Benny, you know not to do that to me.
Let's get an update, as you just said, on the Rays and Guardians.
Right over to Benny Botho.
So both teams have two hits, both the Rays and the Guardians. But it looks like Fairbanks has been pulled out of the game. Looks like maybe a hand injury, but I do know this as a little trick of the trade here from a pitcher. When you are pulled from the game with an injury, the next guy coming on has an unlimited amount of warm-up pitches he is allowed to throw. So I don't know if this is a trick to kind of allow the guys in the bullpen to get some more time to hopefully get out of this jam that Fairbanks has put us in here. We got a runner on second base and scoring position here. No outs. And hopefully we can shut down the Guardians here. It's Jason Adam up to pitch. His regular season was ERA was a 1.56. So hopefully he figures it out here and shuts them out.
What happened to Glasnow?
Glasnow, he went scoreless for, what is this now, the sixth inning?
So sixth inning, yeah.
You're in the sixth already.
Yeah, so he went at least five scoreless innings. Oh, correct me here. Two runners on, runner on first and second. So Glasnow did really well. I was proved wrong, and I will say that. Maybe, you know, if we had Rasmussen, maybe he could have gone a couple more innings, but we will see.
Benny, why do you have to be so negative? Seriously, why do you have to be so negative every so often?
I'm not being negative here. But I will say I'm excited for the Rays. Hopefully we figure it out here. Our bats have been struggling a little bit, and we see that today. The Rays ended the season on a five-game losing streak, scoring three runs or fewer in each game. They scored one run or fewer in 12 of their final 33 regular season games. So we really need to have the bats come alive here, whether it's a Rosarena or even G-Man Choi. G-Man Choi's been struggling at the plate recently, swinging and missing at a lot of pitches. Yesterday, Bieber had the Rays with 18 swinging strikes over Bieber's 7 2/3 innings start, holding the Rays to only three hits and one walk while striking out nine in his postseason opener.
Well, it doesn't bode well right now, but we'll see how things progress. Let's talk real quickly. Bucks and Falcons tomorrow at Raymond James Stadium. Of course, disappointing start to the season, 2-2. However, you know, if you looked at that, given the injuries, and you looked at that schedule at the beginning of the year, a lot of people would be happy with 2-2.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
And they're going to win their division without For a shadow sure. of a doubt. Yep.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned injuries. I mean, how about we talk about Tom Brady's personal injury right now?
Everybody's talking about it. We don't need to talk about
come
that.
Come on, yeah.
Everybody in the world's talking about that.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping the Bucs will come out on top tomorrow. It's going to be obviously a great game. Falcons are always competitive and all, so it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them for
Brady
sure.
Brady has never lost to the Falcons. But I tell you what, those Kansas City Chiefs had their way with them.
Absolutely,
that
yeah.
defense.
I think they went into it a little cocky. You know, it's a rematch.
You think the Bucs did?
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah,
They were rated the number one defense in the NFL. They thought that they were hot stuff. You know,
oh my God, the speed that Kansas City has, and when you've got Patrick Mahomes, the wizard, behind the center. I mean,
one heck of a quarterback. I mean, seriously.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was him and Brady during the Super Bowl. That's all I'm going to say. That was the highlight of that. We won't talk about the halftime show, but again, the highlight watching those two go at it.
Well, and Brady got beat up a little bit last week as well. You know, he's got a little shoulder and a finger issue.
Yep.
So besides the emotional issues right now, he's physically beat up as well. All right, let's go over some of the college football action down here today. Of course, in state, you've got Florida and Missouri. You got Miami, Florida taking on North Carolina. Florida State takes on Florida. Florida State takes on North Carolina State, which was the Big O's pick to make it to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, how about that?
North Carolina State. Now, they already had one loss to Clemson, but hopefully they can get a victory tonight.
Hey, Georgia Southern plays Georgia State tonight as well, or today at 2:00.
Big in-state rivalry.
Ooh, Georgia Southern.
Big in-state rivalry right there. This is after Georgia Southern's coming off a loss against Coastal 30-34.
Well, down here, of course, we have the Alabama watch parties upstairs. Alabama, Texas A&M tonight. And anytime that Alabama can beat, but I'm not a Jimbo Fisher fan either. Not a fan of Jimbo Fisher.
Heard a little bit, but okay.
I bet everybody at Florida State wishes he was back here right
true,
now.
There's no
doubt about that. And we'll see how they end up tonight. But all those games, come on down, and we'll certainly find a television for you.
Bases loaded right now. No outs. 2-2 count with Ramirez at the plate. He was the one who hit a He got a nice little home run yesterday.
He won the game yesterday.
He did. So we'll see right now if he has the chops to do it again. And hopefully, who's it? Adam's pitching. So hopefully he can shut him out here and get a quick end to this inning here. Still no outs.
Well, Brad.
He struck him out. Struck him out.
Beautiful. When's the next home game so that they can your pipes will be heard?
That's 2 weeks away. Next week, Seminoles at Largo, and then the following week they are back home. So on the road three times. I can't wait to be back in the booth and announce them. So
I saw a nice article on Augie.
Yes. Yeah.
27 years young.
Yeah. Oh, he's a young coach. I mean, that's the one thing now with a lot of coaches in the county. They're bringing a lot of younger ones in. They have the drive. They have the motivation. Especially
just said to these guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and in baseball, it's kind of going through the same thing right now. But I feel, you know, with some coaches, they're dynasty coaches in Pinellas County. But you definitely have to bring in that younger coach who can inspire them. Sometimes the inspiration with an older dynasty goes away. But the younger guys that come in know how to work hard. They definitely have that drive to actually go out and win the game.
Yeah, well, I applaud these young guys making a commitment like that. This young kid that I just talked to, he works for City Corp.
Yep.
His day job, and there he is contributing and making peanuts, if anything, as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Assistant coaches get paid in Pinellas County?
East really,
Hillsboro, I don't know. I'm sure they get paid something.
Well, the head coaches do. Yeah, I forget how much they get paid, but yeah, the assistant coaches, if you have enough funding within the booster program, they'll get a little stipend at the end of the season. It depends on the program too. It really does.
Okay, got. Take care of a little business. Remember, come on down. We've got the clothing drive down here at Ferg's all night until 10 o'clock. Come watch a little college football. Watch Major League Baseball games. Your predictions on the other games as we wind things down for today.
Drum roll, Ben.
So my predictions on the other games today. I do believe the Blue Jays will beat the Mariners tonight. I have to say it. Maybe I'm
you have to with your prediction
because that's my prediction. So I will say that I think it will be a close game. I'm predicting a 2-1 victory for the Blue Jays. I think the Phillies are going to sweep the Cardinals here with another victory tonight.
Wow!
And Mets versus Padres. Unfortunately, I don't think the Mets are going to have enough juice in the tank to get it done, and I think the Padres are going to beat them.
You're talking about tonight's game.
Tonight's game, because I do believe Blake Snell is going to have something to prove tonight, and he's going to get them to the next stage in the playoffs. And so that is my prediction for tonight.
Well, it's an exciting time of year, and I like them because they're compelling since the underdogs won last night. And, of course, all the great college football games. Brad Richardson, I appreciate you coming down, my man.
As always,
your baseball contributions, your lack of knowledge on the great game of football.
And I stick to fantasy football. Double.
There's
play,
one.
Double
and play. They got out of that.
They got out
of that inning.
Rays are out of that. How about it?
They survived.
By Adam there.
Hey.
That's high pressure situation there. And
we come back to win two in a row? There'll be a lot of people. Eating crow.
Adam's got the cojones. You can see that. He's definitely ready to win it there for the Rays.
All right. Well, that's the kind of energy and passion and excitement. There go the Boca Ciega Pirates. Appreciate you coming down. Have a great weekend, guys. Get home and watch these Rays win and then win tomorrow, right?
Oh yeah.
And the Bucs convincing win tomorrow, I would think, over the Falcons. They need a convincing win right now.
They need a comeback. They need a comeback for sure.
All right. Let me get to my sheet here as I'm winding things down. And we got, 90 seconds. For Ben Botham, Brad Richardson, and I apologize for not getting Ray Kennedy on. The Boca Ciega baseball team, the Laredo Falcon football team, and, of course, Joe Boudreau, Big Ed and Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America and all people in Florida that were victims of Hurricane Ian and have a championship week.